The last show of the season for Dharma and Greg tonight.
Yeah, Greg, he's my hero.
Here's Jenna Elfman on how she feels about the success she's achieved.
Oh, don't play this. She's so annoying.
You know, I realized something, which is that I wouldn't take on any roles or jobs that
right
I didn't
one.
Know I...
I've screwed
Number
up.
20.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
I'll sort of step back and sort of how I looked at people when I was growing up who were doing.
Can we play all her tapes at once?
And how I felt and how that would be.
Don't want that.
I don't want
comfy, predictable.
You don't want to become too comfortable with it.
And so it is great.
It sounds better like that.
Sure.
Stereo Elfman.
You know, because then you have to work that much harder.
Quack, quack, quack. I love to hear myself talk. All right, good. We knocked off two.
You missed it because number 21 was her talking about how she discovered she was holding herself back in her early career and how she realized that and then made adjustments, and now she's famous and successful.
Lovely. All right, you want to hear that?
She's a Scientologist. That's why I wanted to hear it.
You know, I realized something, which is that I wouldn't take on any roles or jobs that I didn't know I didn't already know I could do. I didn't want to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and when I realized that, I went, oh, good, don't want that. I don't
such
want
a genius.
Predictable life, you know? And so I went, oh, good, I want to do things where I'm not sure.
I don't want to hear this. I really don't want to hear it.
And here she talks about her career plan and the way she hopes to work in the future.
I have a vision of my career and a plan.
I wish I had a vision.
I mean,
why does everybody have a vision?
Plan, you know.
I have no plan.
You know, sometimes in those interviews, they'll say, what are you going to be doing in 5 years? I said, I didn't know what I was going to be doing 5 years ago.
Yeah, who knows?
Day one.
I'm pretty sure I'll be doing this dumb crap.
So, and it's, you know, I like working with really strong people who have a point of view.
I can bench 250, honey.
People.
All right. Who cares? That's enough of her.
And Benjamin Bratt.
Yeah, I'm gonna give everybody a treat. I'm gonna play every Jenna Elfman tape all at once. It's gonna be a montage of Jenna Elfman. Here we go for you.
You know, I realized something, which is that I wouldn't
sort of
take on any
people when I was growing up who were doing what I'm doing now.
Right.
That would be neat. And now I'm doing it, and you don't realize that because it is very exciting.
I don't want comfy, predictable life.
You know, if you start getting into the groove of life,
beautiful. Music to my ears.
The groove of life. You got to get into the groove of life, Howard.
They didn't interview the guy who invented the polio vaccine as much as they interview her.